another episode of the New Hunter's Guide. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to be talking about deer hunting, specifically what's the best time to hunt deer, and also, incidentally, what's the worst time to scout deer. I was out in the woods today doing some scouting, getting some things set up and prepped and put in order for the season that I'm looking at going into, and I had to really think about timing my scouting today because I didn't want to be out there during prime movement time where I would have more of a risk of spooking deer. And that really sort of begs, you know, the conversation of what's the best time to hunt them. So I think what we want to talk about today is just looking at when do you want to be out in the woods? When do you want to be hunting? Not everybody can hunt from dusk until dawn. You know, obviously the best time to be in the woods is all the time you can be in the woods, but sometimes you got to pick and choose, you got to prioritize. So in my experience, you know, the best time to hunt, it's complicated. You know, it really is, because I've got experiences on two sides here, and I'll tell you about both of them. So I would say that if I had to pick when was I going to be in the woods, when was the best time for me to be out hunting, I would say first thing in the morning. I mean, crack of dawn, as soon as legal shooting hours opens, you want to already be in the woods for, you know, an hour, if at all possible. You know, once you the clock ticks and boom, legal shooting hours begins, you could start shooting there. You should have been there an hour ago, because you need to get in, get to your spot, climb up to your stand, get in your blind, and be quiet and make no noise and let the woods settle down for a nice hour after you get there. And then what's going to happen is the deer, there's going to be two scenarios. Deer are going to be either coming in from feeding, going towards their bedding areas, or they're going to be getting up from bedding and be going out for a morning snack or looking for does, depending on if you're hunting bucks or does. So first thing in the morning, that first couple hours, I've found to have the most movement, the best opportunity to take a deer. But you've got, on the other hand, the second best time, and what some people would argue to be the best time, would be the last hour or two of the day. So you'd want to get into your stand, you know, 3 or 4 hours before the day ends, give the woods plenty of time to quiet down and forget you were there. Any disturbance that you might make is gone. And then you've got deer that it's the end of the day. They're getting up from bedding. They're going out to feed, or they're looking for does, or the does are up and moving. So now the bucks are chasing after them. So I've found that to be probably the second best time. Now, ironically, I've had probably more success at the end of the day than at the beginning of the day. And I think that is more to do with the location that I was hunting those days and things like that. Because here's the way that works. I've been in the woods a lot of days, a lot of time, and I see the most deer moving in the morning. Hands down, within the first couple hours of daylight is when I see the most deer moving. If I'm turkey hunting, if I'm hunting anything other than deer, I see the most deer moving in the morning. When I'm deer hunting, I tend to see, it depends on where you are. It really does. I've seen, you know, in my own experience, I've had more success right there at the end of the day. I've seen more movement at the end of the day. But that's just because what I was hunting there in that area and the movement patterns in that area lent themselves to that. So the best answer then is you need to be aware of when the deer move in your area. If you can, if you can do some scouting, if you can put up some trail cams, if you can look at the area from a distance, find out if they move there more in the morning, they move in the evening. You know, some deer, they have a fairly significant pattern. They may come and feed in a certain area only in the evening. They might not feed there in the morning. And even then, may not be every day, but they may regularly feed there in the evening, and there may be no morning traffic, or vice versa. I think hands down, it's clear to say that the middle of the day usually has the least amount of movement. A lot of people, they'll hunt until maybe 10 or 11 in the morning and then they call it a day, or they'll go out to hunt maybe 2 or 3 in the afternoon and just be out for the evening. I will say I've seen deer all throughout the day, you know, in different hunts and in different places and in different seasons. Certainly the morning and the evening are the hottest spots, but there are deer that are out all day. You know, last year I was just glassing a doe for, it was out the whole day. I mean, from morning until evening, this doe was 2 fields over. Wasn't necessarily at a range, but wasn't on a property I was allowed to hunt, but I was watching her the whole day. And just, you know, this has been a pattern. This deer just always out, always moving, always eating, just always moving around until somebody shot her. And then I thought, oh, well, there goes my chance at that one. But some deer are, they care more than others about time of day. It seems, you know, hunting pressure has something to do with it. The more pressure there is in an area, the more they're going to bed down, the more time they're going to spend down in the middle of the day. But, you know, deer, they take a nap, they relax, then they want to get a snack, they want to get a drink, they want to look around, especially if you've got bucks in the middle of rut. They want to look for does. So if they don't feel threatened, they're liable to move around more during the day. Another phenomenon that you just should be aware of if you're hunting in an area that has a lot of hunting pressure is this. A lot of guys, especially hunting in areas where there's a lot of pressure, they just assume, okay, after the morning is passed, you know, their chance is gone, so they leave. So, you know, 10 or 11, they're getting up and they're going to the car. What often happens when they decide, okay, you know, all hope is done for the day, they get up and start heading to their car, they bump a deer while they're walking to their car and they're walking out of their woods. And time after time after time, there have been situations where somebody gave up at 10 o'clock, decided they're going to go out for lunch or get some breakfast or whatever. And as they're walking out, they spook a deer. That deer runs 100 yards, stops, bam, another hunter takes it down that was sitting there patiently because they knew that that can happen. So if you got a lot of hunters in the woods, you also have a lot of people that can bump deer that are bedded down, that are startled, that are you know, at their wit's end, and they're going to spend the whole day bedded down. Hunters start quitting and giving up, and they start walking through the woods, and they start pushing deer, and they can push them right out in front of you. So that's sort of a man-made scenario. But, you know, on both sides of the coin, if there's no hunting pressure, there's still a good chance to see movement throughout the day. Not as much as in the morning or the evening, but there's a good chance to see movement throughout the day. If there is a lot of hunting pressure, there's a decent chance that those hunters, when they get impatient and come and go, can spook some deer and push them right out in front of you and give you a shot. So, you know, the bottom line is the best time to be out in the woods is all the time you can. If you can be out in the woods for the whole day, that's, you're going to have the best chance of taking a deer if you're out in the woods the whole day. If you got to pick or choose, you really want to do whatever you can do to get to know your area. To know, all right, is morning better here or is evening better there? But you got a decent chance either way. I would not say come out for the middle of the day. You know, I would not say, all right, let's go in the woods and let's just hunt 10 till 2. That, I mean, you could, it's possible. You could get lucky. You could, you know, something could go well for you. But in terms of what are the best odds, that's probably when it's going to be the lowest. You're more likely to bump a deer coming in or out towards another hunter at that situation. But that said, you know, it's not a bad deal to hunt half of the day. If you're able to just be out for the morning and then you got to go to work or you've got whatever you need to do, you know, you can't put 10 hours in the woods, get out there early, you know, hunt those first few hours where the chances are best, or, you know, come in the afternoon. I've had days where, you know, hunted all day the day before, just exhausted, get out there before dawn the next day, and, you know, by the middle of the day, just tired of sitting in that on that same seat. Back hurts. Everything hurts. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go. I'm just going to leave. I'm going to head out of the woods. Going to go out for lunch. Get some food. You know, maybe scout some other areas and come back here for the evening. And, you know, leave at around 11 or so. Get back around 2:30, 3 o'clock. Get back up into my stand and then take a deer at 5. You know, just worked out that way. Your chances are always better if you stay in your stand and you don't come and go and you don't leave and you don't make extra noise or extra movement. You don't cause extra disturbance or leave extra scent. Your chances are always better. But at the end of the day, if you're not enjoying hunting, then, you know, why are you doing it? And sometimes you might say, you know what, I'm just going to hunt a half day, or I'm going to go and come back. And just so you can enjoy yourself, just so you can do what you need to do. It's not just about taking an animal and spending every conceivable moment in the woods trying to take an animal. It's about enjoying yourself. Personally, I've sort of set it in stone at this point, at least, you know, right now for where I'm at. I'm not going to hunt full days for several days in a row. I've just decided I'm not going to do it. You know, that first full day in the woods from morning till evening, I feel good. I feel energized. I feel motivated. That second day, my back is sore from the first day. I'm not as motivated. I'm not as energized. I'm not enjoying it as much. And you go beyond that. I mean, oh man, I'm just like, why am I doing this? So I've just decided, you know, I'm going to split it up. If I've got a couple days for a season, I'm going to split them up. I'm going to put a day in between or a couple days in between or, you know, just hunt Mondays or Fridays or whatever it is so that I get the full enjoyment out of it. I know, for me personally, if I've got, you know, 3 vacation days and there's 3 weeks to the season, then I'm going to do one day each week. I'm not going to do 3 days in a row. Because I'll enjoy it more because I'll get out there that day. You know, I'll put it all on the table. I'll do the best I possibly can do. I'll be energized. I'll get home. I'll get some rest. And then I start thinking, man, I really want to get out there. I really want to go after a deer. I'll think about it all week. And then I'm pumped up. I'm ready. You know, that 4 a.m. alarm doesn't hit so hard after you've had a week to sort of rebound. Or just a day. Just a day off in between. You know, you can just really recuperate and you just, it's not even the physical portion as much. I think it's just the mental portion. But then, you know, if your back hurts, your back hurts. So that's sort of been one of the ways I look at it. And most people can't hunt all day, every day for the season. So I recommend split it up a little. If you can only do half days, do the half days. You've got a great chance of taking an animal. You know, doe or buck, go for it. Get out there, do what you can do. There's nothing wrong with being out there for the first few hours or the last few hours. If you can only hunt the middle of the day and that's all you can do, go for it still. You got a chance. It's not the one I would pick, but if that's when you can hunt, well, that's when you can hunt. Now, when it comes to scouting, just reverse everything that I've said, right? During season or as season's approaching, you don't want to be scouting at first light or last light because that's when the animals are moving. That's when you could spook them the most and hurt yourself the most. You know, you scout and find them and then you push them off that property. And then, you know, the scouting doesn't really help you anymore because they were there, but now they're gone. So the best time to scout is in the middle of the day when the chance of movement is at the lowest. And the more deer are going to be bedded down for longer periods of time. So the best time you could scout is probably somewhere between, you know, 11 and 2. That's probably prime scouting hours. And then, you know, prime hunting hours will be the morning and the evening. Because some people think, well, I want to get out there first thing in the morning and scout because that's when I want to plan on hunting. So I want to see if there's any deer there at the time of day that I plan to hunt. That sounds like it makes sense, except you're really ruining your opportunity to hunt at that time of the day because you're probably going to run into the deer that you're hoping to hunt. Don't do that. Go out in the middle of the day. Look for sign. Look for trails. Look for footprints. Look for droppings. Look for food. Look for acorns. Look for mast, anything, apples, whatever the deer might eat. Look for that and look for bedding areas, look for, you know, look for the sign that they're there, look for rubs and scrapes and everything else, and then come back and hunt the prime hours. If you're out scouting and you don't see a deer, that's perfect. That's ideal, actually. You don't want to see a deer when you're out scouting. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but if you see the deer, you might spook the deer. You'll probably spook the deer, and you're going to hurt your hunting chances. So go out scouting in the middle of the day when you're less likely to see a deer so that you can hunt the prime times of the day. Those are the rules of thumb. That's been my experience. That's how I've seen it go down. That's in line with things that I've read and studied over the years. It all sort of comes together. There's exceptions to every rule. There always is, you know. And I think deer hunting, even more so than a lot of other kind of hunting, there's always a chance that you're going to find some deer if you're in the woods. Even if it's at the best time of day, worst time of day, there's always a chance some deer might come through or some other hunters might spook the deer. So, again, you'll never get one if you're on your couch, if you're sitting in a chair, if you're up in bed. So you got to get out into the woods. You got to put some time in the woods. You know, make the best out of the time that you have. Split up your time if you're limited. Maybe one day you want to hunt the morning on a property and then a couple days later you want to hunt the evening. If you've got to split up your time like that, just so you can sort of break it up and put some days in between. I personally, you know, I hunt in Pennsylvania where you're not allowed to hunt on Sundays. That makes Monday one of my favorite days to be out in the woods hunting because I know the woods have had a break. There's not been all these hunters in the woods on Sunday. So I feel like Monday morning in the middle of season is about as fresh as the woods can get in terms of just having fewer people out there. Saturday, on the other hand, is when the woods are going to have the most people in them because everybody's off work and trying to hunt. So I'd try not to go out on Saturdays, on public land especially, and I'd rather try to take a day or two during the week and go out just because there's going to be less people out there because fewer people are going to take time off. So those are things to think about and keep in mind. Hope this episode has been helpful for you guys. Again, it's taken me years to accumulate the experience and the knowledge and the studying to sort of piece this together in a way that I hope was helpful for you and concise. But share this episode with somebody that's a new hunter or maybe new to hunting deer for the first time. Leave us some comments. Leave us a review. Subscribe to the show. Appreciate you guys for listening. God bless and go get them in the deer woods.